Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back in. Clint Sterner, I'm Ron, the show Hughley, filling in today. And I'm sorry, man. I still feel real bad. Like I said, I've never had crawfish, but I can't wait for that to change. All right, but I'm going to join this. I'm going to try to join. I'm going to try to get down and join this, man. I want to get this Bugs tour. I think Sports Radio 60 is going to highlight 7 crawfish joints over the next 7 weeks. And just going to look for your feedback on social media, hashtag Best Bugs. That's the nickname of them?
Best Bugs. It's the Best Bugs tour. Mud Bugs is what some people will call crawfish because they live in the mud. You know what I mean? When you talk to us, kick back and forth with us on social media about this thing, hashtag Best Bugs. Use that hashtag right there so we know where to go to get your feedback. Look, we're kicking this thing off Fat Tuesdays, which is 4 days from now, February 25th at Buffalo Run in Spring. So, look, I don't know. Look, I mean, I like to party. I like to get down. I like to have a good time. I like to let my hair down. I like to have a few drinks here and there. I like to break bread with the fellas. You know what I mean? I appreciate the fact that my beautiful lady's got a great sense of humor and loves to break bread and talk smack and can hold her on. I love all that stuff. I don't know that there's a better place to do it than a good crawfish boil. Feel the steam on my face off the bugs, the nice cold beer in my hand. Boy, it's crawfish for $6 a pound. It includes crawfish, corn, potatoes, mushrooms, all the fixings, $6.10 a pound. Drink specials, Miller Lite pints, $1.50. Coors Light bottles, $2.50. Come on.
Yep. Giveaways every hour. Giveaways every hour.
That's right.
Including a chance to get an autographed football for Texans players. In the Loop's going to be there. Clint Sterner's going to be there live.
All them loopholes will be there now. All them in the Loop. Okay, look, you got Lopez and Locker. They're going to bring them loopholes now. They'll all be there. Yeah, so look, the party's going to be jumping. The thing is that, and I don't know if it was like this before I got here or not, but I know since I've been here, every 610 party that I've been to, B-Mac, every one I've been to, small, doesn't matter if it's a nice little intimate setting over here in the Verizon Lounge or if it's at a bar somewhere big enough to hold 500, it's been a hell of a time. And I've yet to spot one person that wasn't thoroughly enjoying themselves and thoroughly enjoying a couple of cold Coors Light in the company. So look, it's going to be fun, no doubt about it.
Yeah, hang with us. Remember, hashtag Best Bugs, 610 Best Sports Radio 610's Best Bugs Tour presented by Coors Light. Clint, I think the one thing that I have been learning with you today for the first hour and a half or so is just so many really, how can I say it, just really ignorant, stupid things that have been talked about with the Astros and this whole scandal. And I think David Ortiz, Big Poppy, you know him, the MVP, should be Hall of Famer for the Boston Red Sox. He came out, and I actually really loved his – it felt very thoughtful. his take is very, very thoughtful about Jose Altuve and why he could struggle. Because I think a lot of people are going to say, oh, Jose Altuve is going to struggle because, hey, he's not getting signs anymore. I think this is a guy who's taking a deep breath, Clint, who knows the sport, who knows Jose Altuve. And I think what Ortiz says right here is more of something that makes more sense on why Jose Altuve could struggle.
I don't know how he's going to be able to deal with all the trash coming from fans and everybody every time he step on the plate. So if you might see him this year struggle, I don't think it's going to be because he's missing knowing what's coming. Your mind play a big role in the game. It's going to be a huge distraction for the game for a while, and you don't want that.
And I think that makes more sense to me, Clint, than to just go off the end. Like, Jose Altuve is a great player, right?
Yeah.
He may have been enhanced by some of the sign stuff, obviously, but he is a great player. Like, no sign still had nothing to do with him still in those bases. No sign still, had the entire repertoire of everything that he can do. But there is going to – it seems like he's the player who singled out the most of anybody else. There is going to be a lot of pressure on him to perform even more than anyone else on the team. So that makes sense of where you could see, especially early struggles.
Yeah, I don't see him struggling, man. But also you've got to understand, Show. I'm of the belief that even I know Correa came out and said Altuve was never wanted to be involved, never used him, never benefited from him. He was one of very few guys that never used or did not want to use the garbage can. And I believe that. But either way, whether you believe it or not, specifically about Altuve, I strongly believe this, that nothing related to the garbage cans made these guys great hitters. Did it make them clutch? Did it allow them to come through in a clutch manner, possibly? Had they known the pitch in the eighth inning when the game was on the line? Sure. But none of these guys, particularly Altuve, that is a great hitter, what he benefited from was not every single at bat, every single game, every single pitch. And in hindsight, he was able to come out and be one of the best hitters in baseball. I believe that if it were used and if it were used effectively, they were able to swing games and they were able to be clutch players. I don't believe that a garbage can banging or not banging dictated the greatness of Jose Altuve. I do not see Jose Altuve's numbers swinging because of the pressure this year, right? He may not. The thing is it's hard. It's going to be hard. Whether the clutch gene or the clutch moments that the Astros had in the past, whether they were garbage can generated or not, it's going to be very, very difficult to duplicate those. That was unbelievable greatness at some moments in times over the last 3 years. I just don't believe, specifically about Altuve, that the garbage can banging contributed to him putting together an entire season and multiple seasons of greatness. And if I believe that, and the fact that I believe that leads me to believe that this year he is not going to struggle when it comes to big picture season numbers. When you look back on him, I just don't see much fall off.
See, Clint, I don't know. Poppy made me think of – I can't call that man that. David Ortiz
made
me – No,
that's good stuff. That's kind of like sucking the head on crawfish. You can say it. You can say Poppy if you're talking about Big Poppy, Chief.
I really take what he said to make me stop and pause and think about that, though. I'm not saying – I don't think Altuve is a different player, right? I think he's a great player. But – come on, big dog, you played at the highest level. Like, you know things can get in your head, and if you start pressing, you can start pressing. You know he's coming out with a mindset, I'm going to prove these people wrong that it was not about no damn trash can. And if he gets to a place where he is pressing, he starts off the season like 5-4, yeah. 41. He could start pressing. I understand where he's coming from. At that point, I push that to you as someone who's played at a much higher level than any of us have. Is that something that you've seen happen, guys? Press.
Yeah, you've seen guys press. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I think this, show. I think that professional athletes, one thing they do at an elite level, damn near across the board, is compartmentalize. And I just think the most comfortable place that Altuve is in the world, like literally on and on, is standing in that box at the plate. And I just don't believe that. Could it happen? Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's guys that are mental midgets, and they get up there, and they just cannot, for the life of them, get something out of their head and figure things out. I just think that a guy that has that problem doesn't go out there and put together a 3 or 4 year run of the best hitter in baseball, or one of the top 3 or 4 or 5 hitters in baseball, players in baseball like Altuve's done, and then all of a sudden becomes a mental midget and is not able to handle the pressure of this particular adversity. Could it happen? Yeah. I just don't expect it to happen. I would be very surprised if that happened right there, show. That's just, and look, that's a gut feeling about Altuve. Yeah. I very rarely have I seen like a Troy Aikman when I got to Dallas. His mind was impenetrable. I mean, like, there was no way that there was going to ever be a lack of confidence of even though his skill set had fallen off drastically, he still thought he was the best in the game because of what he had done and that confidence level that comes with winning championships. I just don't see Altuve being that guy.
Yeah, I guess. I wonder. The pressing part, if he just gets off to a weird slow start, that's where my concern.
Yeah, there's a concern. A concern is fair. A concern is fair. You know what's beautiful about it, show? Is that we're all going to get to see in about a month.
Yep.
It's all going to unfold right in front of our eyes. We can get an old ticket over there to Minute Maid Park, drink a couple cold Coors Lights, and watch him either prove everybody wrong or struggle with the pressure. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I do real quick, David Ortiz. He had some really good things to say about Jose Altuve, but then he of course got into the line with everyone else to sideswipe Mike Fiers, and I'll say it. I think it's about time we owe Mike Fiers an apology.
Man, I'm gonna kick your ass off the air again.
I just, man, come on now, man. Everybody, no, I get it. I get it. He broke the code. I get it. He broke the code. But everybody else is breaking the so-called code now. Everybody else is breaking their necks and their asses to get out here to talk about. Mike Trout never says a damn thing, and he's coming out, stepping out, coming out. I bet you it's people who took steroids out here. Running their mouth, talking about every single person, everybody. It's like 5 days. Come on, Nick Markakis, you can kiss my ass, Nick. And I ain't got to fight it. You talk about they need to get beat up. They need to get beat up. Come on, man. Everybody else is coming out here breaking the so-called code. You remember when the steroid era, when there were guys who were caught, people weren't coming out talking about how much a disgrace Barry Bonds, and it, like, not all the players the way they are now. I know Mike Fiers broke the code, but everybody else is just waiting for somebody to say something.
Yeah, I can't get down with you on this one, man. When you sit there and you benefit and you win a World Series with the team that's doing it, and you don't feel that at no point do you come out and say anything, and then you go to, who was it, Detroit? I guess you go to Detroit and you reportedly you told Detroit what was going on. Then you go to Oakland and reportedly you tell Oakland what was going on, and they all reported it to the league, and the league let it happen. And so that your only choice at that point is to go to the Athletic. No, man, I can't get down with that. Yeah, there you go. You're looking like a snitch. That's right, my boy Poppy. Hey, look, you could have got with LaCroix. I know he had some comments today, and there's multiple guys out there. Hey, rally them troops in the offseason. Go down wherever MLB, wherever their corporate offices are, wherever Manfred puts his toes up every day. Go in there, and knock on that door, and say, hey, commish, we got some things we got to talk to you about, man.
It just feels like, Clint, that people have come down harder on the guy who told about the Astros, who messed up. There's some people out here who believe they messed up a good amount of money for them. There's some people out here who felt like they could be getting paid more money if the Astros weren't doing this. And you know you don't mess with a man's family and his money. And there's some people out there it seems like people are coming down harder on the guy who told about that than the guys who did the act. I mean, it feels like Mike Fiers is hated more than the guys who did the act. And that to me is, to me don't make sense.
Well, show, what do you say to the guy that benefited greatly? His career benefited greatly and everything involved with the World Series, he benefited significantly because of that and didn't have anything to say and then waited till after the fact to go run his mouth. I mean,
I think it'd have been more messed up, Clint, if he'd have just said it while they were in the middle of the playoffs, where they would have been on the run when he was here. I think it would have been worse.
Yeah, at that point, show, I'm not talking about going to the Athletic at that point, but if when you're with the Astros, if you got such a damn problem with it, I mean, it's clear it's coming out. Everybody that knew about it in the Astros organization and didn't know about it in the Astros organization, so clearly it wasn't a topic of conversation. At the very least, make it a topic of conversation. Why does A.J. Hinch have to go bash two TVs to try to communicate a sign to his team that he's not okay with it? Why does he have to do that? Because nobody, including him, nobody in that organization put their foot down and said, hey, damn it, this ain't right. Right? I'm not saying go to the Athletic in 2017. I'm saying rally the troops in the clubhouse. If it's so damn important to you down the road when you ain't benefiting from it, then you should have put your foot down when it was going on, at least to the point of calling a team meeting or rallying the Verlanders of the world, right?
And ain't nobody listening to Mike Fiers in no team meeting.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's what I'm saying. You got to go rally the troops. You got to rally the troops, baby.
I know we got the great John McClain coming up, brought to us by Horn Solutions, and I want to get his thoughts on this. But I need you. I need B Mac.
Hey, I need help. Hang on. I got one piece. I want to explain to you again how soft this world is. You mind?
Oh, God.
I'm driving in this morning, and there's a one minute sport report that goes on our station as I'm listening to Landry Locker and them, and I want you to hear it, and I want to know what you think about some. He's reacting to Big Poppy calling Mike Fiers a snitch.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. I doubt Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred will ever fully recover from his bungling of the Astros cheating scandal, but he could at least do me this favor. I'm not asking much, maybe just a small fine, but do something to the Red Sox and or David Ortiz, because Ortiz called Mike Fiers a snitch yesterday. In whatever role he has during spring training, Ortiz sat there in full Red Sox gear and called out the A's righty for revealing the Astros cheating, not the Astros for actually cheating. No one even remotely connected to a team should be criticizing Fiers. Manfred needs to do something to make this stop. If you think Fiers is a snitch, you're wrong, but at least keep it to yourself, especially if you're someone like Ortiz, who might have, once upon a time, benefited from a code of silence. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Show.
He stepped out, didn't he?
Show.
Pissed you right off.
Come on, man. I mean, how soft can we get? You want Major League Baseball to find Big Poppy because he called a guy a snitch, because he criticized the guy's the term he used. You kidding me? That's where we're at, is if anybody criticizes anybody publicly, we want everybody to find. We want everybody to be fined. It's going to make us feel better. Do it for me, he said. It's going to make us feel better if Big Poppy gets fined. Come on, man. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, though.
Now, I mean,
that's your update? That's your report? You got 1 minute to talk about baseball, and you want Big Poppy to be fined?
He stepped out on that update,
man. Come on,
man. He stepped out. I think Poppy properly called him what he was. But I just don't think that he should be getting more of the brunt than the guys who actually broke it, who actually took money off some people's table. At least some of these guys are walking around saying that.
Look here, you better be careful talking about apologizing to Mike Fiers. I got the general in here. I got a Hall of Famer in the studio with me, man. I can cut you off, and I got company now. You better be careful, Sean.
I'm just saying, man. Everybody's coming down. Everybody's coming down breaking all the rules now. And get off of Mike Fiers a little bit, man. Let that man live.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.